next on our agenda is, thank you, conditional use number 2563, George Herker.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for mini storage with boats and RV storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 13.48 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Omar Road, which is Sussex County Route 54, approximately 0.23 mile east of Dukes Road, which is Sussex County Route 354. The 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 433, Map 7, Parcel 20.00, submitted into the record, Madam Chair. We have a copy of the applicant's conditional use site plan. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and we have a copy of the staff analysis report, and I would note we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitehouse. The Chair recognizes Mr. Polk.
For the record, my name is Rich Polk, civil engineer with Vista Design, and I want to acknowledge that it's late, and I have like an outline, so I'm going to run down through the outline as quick as I can. I apologize if I miss anything, so please ask questions.
Thank you.
As indicated, we are here requesting a conditional use permit for the development of a commercial mini storage facility containing 31 40 by 60 storage buildings and 62 surface storage spaces. Whether somebody can go to the site plan, the CUP plan. The property comprises 13.4 acres. It's located on the south side of Omar Road, approximately 2,500 feet west of Route 20 intersection, and approximately two-thirds of a mile east of the town of Frankfort. The property is currently zoned AR1. It is located in the coastal area per the 2019 future land use mapping. The property is not located within a DLDOT transportation improvement district. It is not located within a wellhead protection area. It is located within an area of poor groundwater recharge potential. It's also located in levels 2 and 3 on the Delaware strategies map, with the portion nearest to Armour Road in level 2 in the area to the south, level 3. The property has 460 feet of frontage on Omar Road. It's currently a mixture of active agricultural fields on the northern half and forested lands on the southern half. Most of the property's eastern and western property lines along the existing agricultural fields are comprised of a single or double row of mature trees with various amounts of understory. Only the most northernmost up near Omar Road does not have that forested buffer along the agricultural field. The southern boundary of the property runs along Vines Creek, where areas of regulated wetlands have been identified. Portions of the southern area are also mapped as a Zone A floodplain per FEMA firm maps. Topography on the site ranges from a high of approximately 25 elevation along Omar Road to a low of near 9 in Vines Creek, and the agricultural fields and the first area of woods are relatively flat, with most of the fall in the topography occurring immediately adjacent to Vines Creek. The property is located in a Tier 2 sewer planning area by the Sussex County Engineering, although no plans currently exist to extend service area to the property. I'd also like to point out that the subject property is located almost directly across Omar Road from the applicant and the owner's current property management facilities, where they have provided services for property owners throughout Sussex County for the last 15 years. They take great pride in their entrance. If you drive by, you've seen their entrance, you know how they take pride in it, and they intend to do the same thing here. The proposed development program contains 31 40 by 60 single story buildings and 62 surface parking. A single point of ingress and egress from Omar Road is proposed. DLDOT reviewed the application and returned a finding of negligible traffic impact. The site's entrance is intended to be, let me back up. There will be no development nor disturbance within the regulated wetlands or FEMA floodplain areas. The site is to be completely fenced, at least the developed portions of it are. And the site's entrance will be key or card activated. And the entrance will also include a provision for turnarounds. So if somebody pulls off of Omar Road, for some reason they can't get into the facility or they're not authorized to get in, they can back up to a 3-point turn and pull back out onto Omar Road. There will be no personnel intended to work on the property. Therefore, there's no well or septic facilities. The signage at the entrance, if there's a problem, will include a telephone number for 24-hour service, as well as direct people across the street to the Herker property management facility for problems. Like I said, there will be no personnel working on the site. There's no, therefore no well or septic facilities are proposed. The site is to be lighted for security purposes. However, all lights are to be fully shielded to prevent light from bleeding onto adjacent properties. 30-foot forested buffers are proposed along both sides of the majority of the site's frontage, as well as along both sides of the property and along the majority of the site's frontage. The only place that there will not be a 30-foot buffer will be at the site's basically primary means of ingress egress and a small area beside that for a site sign. The majority of the development is proposed within the existing agricultural land, and the site preserves or reforests 80% of the existing on-site forested property that are currently there. Post-development, the overall developed site open space area is more than 50% of the site when it's done. In summary, the proposed Herker mini storage site proposes 31 single story storage buildings and 62 surface parking storage spaces. The development has been designed to minimize impacts on surrounding properties and is proposed to retain or reforest over 80% of the existing on-site forested lands and remains over 51% open post-developed. Access to the site has been designed to ensure safe ingress and egress to Omar Road. And while the property will not be staffed 24 hours a day, signage will be installed directing patrons to the existing Herker property management facility immediately across Omar Road if any issues arise. And the development will adhere to all Sussex County, DelDOT, and State of Delaware regulations. Indicated, I'm sure I've missed some things, so.
All right, well,
if we'll I see. Have, my apologies.
Who has any questions? We'll start with Mr. Allen.
Right now, I don't have a question until I'd like to see if there's any opposition.
Okay, Mr. Passwaters, do you have any questions?
None at this time.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
I don't think I have any, no. Thank you.
Hey, John?
None at this time.
I do have one question because that's the same question I ask about the access, if it's going to be a gated entrance, and it looks like there's ample space, but I want to make sure, and I know you mentioned there's a turnaround part, but just want to make sure there's enough space from where that gate's going to be where people are coming in that they can get in off of Omar Road without blocking Omar
Mind
Road.
If I approach over here, I can kind of guide
yep.
you through. The intent is to have the fencing come along and come in around, so the gate would actually be right there at that point.
People
can actually pull in,
okay.
And if they can't get through, they can back into that turnaround and pull
okay. All right, just want to make sure that we have enough space so we're not jamming up traffic on Omar Road. Okay, Eddie John didn't have anything.
For clarity, tell me the number of surface storage spaces, parking spaces, because I heard 62 and I might have heard 60. I just want to make sure I know.
Sorry, it's 62.
62, that's what I thought.
And that's listed later on in the plan by size.
Yeah, no, I just want to make sure. And then, again, so that everybody's clear, those are the 62 spaces where the boat and RV storage would occur.
That is correct.
No, they're not parking spaces.
Sorry, I should have. Spaces. Yes, you're
okay.
correct.
Boat yep. and RV storage. That's all I had. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Whitehouse, do you have anything? No.
Thank you.
Okay, staff.
Just one question, the hours of operation.
Mm. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
At this point, it's a commercial facility. The intent is for it to be 24/7 because it's not manned.
Okay.
That's certainly it.
Okay. All right. If you'd like to have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2563, George Herker? Is there anyone here would like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am.
And I have one other question for the applicant.
Oh, okay.
Done. Yeah.
Okay.
I can pause.
No, that's okay. Just give us your name and address and you can have the floor, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Debbie Brittingham. I actually live in Laurel. I recently bought 7100 Omar Lane. It was the former property of James Christie.
Okay.
I worked on that property for approximately 4 years. I don't know if you guys know, including you, Chairwoman. I'm a realtor. I've been a realtor now for 40 years. And I've seen a lot of changes in Sussex County. This property was very personal to me because my children wanted to have a family compound. My son lives right now in D.C. My younger son is now a realtor with me. And when I found this property, I went to work on it. I worked with Mr. Christie for 2 years before he finally agreed to sell it to me. Anyway, long story short, and lo and behold, now we want to put another storage facility.
So let me be clear then. I don't see your name on this particular map. Where exactly is your property, if you can show us? Okay, thank you.
Three lots, because I have two sons. Mom is going to live in the middle, Rob and Mitch. Anyway, that's a personal thing. So, you know, I've listened to a lot of these conditional uses prior to this one. And negligible, traffic's negligible, this is negligible. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Omar Road. There hasn't been any improvement in Omar Road in a long time. It has no shoulders. And if this were residential traffic, it could be negligible. But we're talking about trucks with trailers, RVs, people pulling boats on a road that has no shoulders, and people fly up and down Omar Road, and it's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. There's some very nice homes on Omar Road, and this facility will definitely impact value.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Anything else?
I think that's enough.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate your patience waiting through all of this tonight.
Yes,
it's been a long day.
Long
yes.
Yeah. Thank right. you.
Thank you. Does anyone else like to speak in opposition?
A quick question just for the applicant.
Oh, yes.
Representative. Just because there's boat and RV storage, there's not going to be any mechanical work done on boats and RVs or anything like that.
No, this is purely storage okay. and maintenance operations.
The reason I ask, and I don't know what's going to happen with it, but you know, when we have boat and RV storage, that's usually a stipulation or a condition just to make sure. So I wanted to confirm that was the deal. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
One other thing now, that your entrance is going to be long enough for like a truck pulling a long travel trailer or something like that without sticking out on Omar Road, correct?
We have to make it that way. Deldout requires us to do that. We proposed something similar to this for another self-storage over in Seaford, and we actually had to show them how a boat can turn around and all of that type of stuff that they can't
do. I know some of your travel trailers can be 40 feet
exactly.
and a truck in front of it. So.
Right. And that's if you look at it, we do have enough room to do that. Anyways.
Okay.
And we've also allowed ourselves even more room if they want even more because opinions change there all the time. So we build that into the plans.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else from anyone? No? Okay. All right. I will close the public hearing for conditional use number 2563, George Herker. We have a motion.
Yep, I move to defer conditional use 2563 for George Herker for further consideration, leaving it file open at this time for written comments, and it will close the business on 4/22/26.
I second it.
Okay, the motion's been made to defer action on conditional use number 2563, George Herker, leaving the record open for written comment through the end of business day on 4/22/26. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The motion carries 5-0.